on the line now. I do have Brian Cunneen. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, John. How are you?
I'm great. Listen, yeah, Brian is a solicitor and you're also spokesperson for the Nationwide Solicitors Alliance.
Yeah.
Now, will you just tell the listeners the Nationwide Solicitors Alliance, what that's
The Nationwide Solicitors Alliance is a nationwide organisation and we have 50 firms across the country and there's just under 200 solicitors individually throughout the country, and the idea is to come together as, you know, branded law firms, you know, the same way as you see, you know, the branded auctioneering firms and the shops and whatnot, you know, and the idea is we're all committed to providing, you know, better services to the public and whatnot, and we decided to, you know, those of us who are, you know, have a similar mindset to come together and tell the public who we are, if you like.
Yeah, now there's a couple of points there. There's a very low uptake in this country with enduring power of attorney and also making advanced healthcare directives.
Yeah.
Now, enduring power of attorney, just explain to us what that is.
Yeah, so obviously none of us live forever,
yeah.
But 150 years ago, like our life expectancy was like mid-50s or whatever, you know, and that's when they invented a bit of trivia for you, when they invented the pension in the 18 and something other, your life expectancy, you'd be long dead before you could cash in the pension. But thank God now we're all living to well into our 80s and 90s and healthy and happy and like to think some money in the bank. So you just need to plan for the future. And wills, obviously, you know, no one's going to live forever. You need to make a will. But as well as that, enduring powers of attorney and advanced healthcare directives. So an enduring power of attorney is if you're told, God forbid, by the doctor, look, things aren't looking rosy in the garden and it's going to get, you know, you have an illness that's going to get worse. It's a document that you execute to allow people to, obviously that you trust, to access to your funds and your finances and to make financial decisions for you. Because if you go beyond a certain point, you can't make those decisions for yourself, you know. And the second one, there's an advanced healthcare directive. So the first one is enduring power of attorney is a document that allows your next of kin to access funds for, you know, for whatever it needs to be for, whether it's college education for the kids or whatever. And advanced healthcare directives, again, if your doctor says, I've got bad news, your doctor will sit you down and say, look, listen, these are the options going forward, and you can make your medical decisions known to the doctor at that stage. So when you're, if down the road you can't decide for yourself what needs to happen, whether an operation or, God forbid, you know, the do not resuscitate thing, your doctor will have that piece of paper which they can show to the next of kin to say, look, I know it's a terrible decision you have to make, but actually we sat down with him or her a while back and these were his or her wishes. And it just makes life easier, an awful lot easier for the family, because what happens is when the family hear about, you know, a very serious illness, there can often be a situation where one half of the family say, well, mammy or daddy would have wanted this to happen, and the other side say, no, mammy or daddy wouldn't want that to happen. Whereas at least if it's a black and white, the doctor could say, we've actually discussed it, this is what they wanted themselves. It takes the burden away from the family, you'd have to decide.
Yeah, and it's important to mention as well that the person has to be of sound mind, especially for an enduring power of attorney. And dementia, for instance, now it seems to be widespread. And if you leave it that a little bit too late.
You're dead right. What happens with the power of attorney is it's a much more formal document than a will, because obviously wills have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years, whereas enduring powers of attorney have not been around for as long because, it's, as you say, people are living longer and the dementia is becoming, particularly dementia, is more and more a feature of living longer. And it's a very serious document and your lawyer has got to certify it that they know, you know, that you understand what it is that you're signing, and then your doctor also has got to certify that you're of, as you say, sound mind, that you know what you're signing, because there's no point and you won't be allowed to sign a document if you don't have no idea what's on it. So just it's open to fraud and abuse of elders. So both the two documents really are designed to, you know, the enduring power of attorney and the advanced healthcare directives, they're designed to have the wishes of the person concerned in black and white to protect them, you know.
Yeah, and sometimes, especially an elderly person, doesn't really want to hand over control of their finances, you know, if they have life savings and things like that. That can be awkward as well.
Yeah, so in terms of that, like, that's another kind of a misconception. Same with the will. People think you can't change your will. People change wills all the time. During power of attorney, what happens is, you know, people do these things when they're in the hold of their health, because by definition, you have to understand what's going on, and your doctor's got to certify. So you'd sign up to your power of attorney, it only becomes active when the person goes beyond the point they can't make decisions for themselves. And at that stage, then it's actually registered in the High Court. So it's not a question of signing it today and something you can control in the finances tomorrow. Like, you sign it, you leave with your solicitor to keep it in the safe, and then at a certain point in time, the family will contact the solicitor and say, look, he or she is in a, you know, needs to be protected now, and you activate it, take it out, and you register down the High Court. So there are certain levels of protection, and so obviously the High Court is, but it's the best protection you can get for an individual's assets, you know. So it's not a question, say, of signing it today and they take the money tomorrow. It's a lot more rigorous than that, and so it is ultimately designed to protect the person concerned themselves.
Yeah, I'm just looking here, a survey by Red Sea in 2018, it says that only 6% of adults had appointed an enduring power of attorney.
Yeah, it's very, very low. And in fact, I mean, thank God, you know, we're all living longer and healthier. Yeah. So not the powers of attorney won't apply to all of us, but every single one of us are going to die. And wills are even, they're not as bad as our wills are, but the reckon in Ireland, it's about 30 to 50% take up of wills in Ireland, whereas the rest of the world is much higher. It must be just an English-speaking thing, because in the UK and America, it's about 50% as well, you know. And we have specific rules in Ireland, which other countries don't, in relation to what happens to your estate if you don't make a will. So if you haven't got one done, you know, you need to sit down with your solicitor and just get it organised, you know. It's not a terribly onerous task. You just explain what your assets are and what you'd like to happen with your assets after you pass away, and they take care of it all for you.
Yeah. And the whole legal system and the legal services that are available, people can be a bit nervous about the whole thing. And you're going to try and get more understanding in the public about legal services.
Yeah, I mean, like, people, you know, no more than doctors. Nobody goes to a doctor when they're whole of their health. They go to the doctor when the problem. You know, they go to the same as they go to the solicitor when the problem. People maybe associate, you know, solicitors with problems. We're here to help, you know, and solicitors know your family intimately in terms of, you know, where you live, where your kids live, and they've all the documentation. They know, you know, your local family solicitor would know you very well, and they'll be able to advise you properly what needs to be done in the circumstances. So, you know, we're there to help.
Okay, and tell me, you're getting your message out to the public. How are you just going to do an advertising campaign, or what way are you going to go about it?
Yeah, well, we're on the radio here today, so yep. That, and we've had press releases, and yeah, something that we're going to raise with the public now and later on during the year as well, in terms of budget, because particularly for the Advanced Healthcare Directives, there's legislation passed in 2015, and it anticipates a central register, so it's not a situation where, you know, you sign the paperwork and nobody knows where it is. So the Advanced Healthcare Directive, the idea is it'll be sent to register for all these things to be stored, and it just that act hasn't been fully activated yet. So we'd like to see it come into force, so that at the moment what happens is you sit down with your GP and he or she will draft it up. But in the future, what's anticipated is it'll be much more formal process and it'll be stored centrally. And we'd just like to see that happen. But obviously, at budget time, there are lots of different organisations and agencies looking for funding for different things. So we'd just like to be in the mix there, you know, in terms of setting this thing up properly, because it is in the public interest that these things are set up.
Yeah, you're a nationwide alliance, solicitors in small towns and rural communities. I'd say it's very hard to run a business in a small rural town, for instance.
Yeah, well, more than any small business, it hasn't been easy the last 10 years, but you get on with it, you know, and you put the shoulder to the wheel. It hasn't been easy, but we're still here helping public. And but as you say, down the country, particularly just where the population is lower, it is difficult, but we're all here to help.
Okay, and if anybody wants to know more about this, is there a website or...?
Yeah, nsalliance.ie. You can type in your address and tell you where the closest firm is to you. So nsalliance.ie.
NSA.ie.
NSAlliance.ie, because I think NSA is the National... No, what is it? The National Security Agency in the States. It's like the CIA, so we're not them. NSAlliance.ie.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to add before we...
No, I'd say, like, just sit down with your solicitor and, you know, talk about the future.
Okay, Brian, listen, thank you very much for taking the call.
Absolute pleasure.
Maybe we'll talk again.
Great stuff.
Okay, thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Bill. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Brian Kinnean there, solicitor and spokesperson from the Nationwide Solicitors Alliance. And you know, if you want any more information, it's nsalliance.ie. Okay, we'll go to some music.